This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There were many, sadly, many casualties in World War II, and the most costly in terms of the American troop losses was the 1944 Battle of the Bulge. If you look it up, you'll see that over 100,000 men were killed. It was an absolute disaster, not only for the Americans, but for the Germans as well. There was a movie called The Battle of the Bulge. At the end of World War II, Winston Churchill was attending a dinner, and one man stood up and said, "At the Battle of the Bulge, we had evidence that the British soldiers were braver than the Nazi soldiers." And in his forthright manner, and he had a way with words, Churchill said, "That's not true. The Nazi soldiers were just as brave as the British soldiers, but the British soldiers were braver for 5 minutes longer." Perseverance and bravery are key words to any conflict, just like they are today. We may face adversity, hardship, and God willing, we certainly don't want a world war. But life can have its cold, dark winter's day experiences where there's no sunshine, and we need a dose of extra strength to face a difficult experience. For example, we go to a doctor and we get news of a terminal illness or the sudden death of a close friend. There are many stories like that. But my message today is simply three words: don't give up. The problems of life can sometimes come upon us, and before we get one thing straightened out, we're bombarded with someone else. It's like the old saying, when it rains, it pours. Very much like a young man who decides he's going to take after his father and his father's father. They had a family farm, and he was excited. He always loved farming side by side with his dad. He loved the fresh air and the sun on his back, and he just loves working in the earth, sowing the seed, watching it grow, taking it to harvest. And now, finally, the responsibility of making that farm work is being given to him, onto his shoulders. It's going to be up to him now to make a go of it. But he's not worried. "It's fun," he said. I feel good about farming. I've always felt good about that." But then what happens? The seed is sown, the crop starts to grow. So far, so good. But after a few weeks, our young farmer friend begins to notice the insects. Thousands of these insects are destroying the crops. He uses insecticide, he sprays the crops, the bug problem gradually disappears. So he gets rid of a near disaster. But now, with the success or failure of the farm square in his own shoulders, he's beginning to have some doubts. "Well, that disaster was averted, but I'm not feeling as good about farming as I used to." The season goes on and the sky dries up. It's getting into late July, and if there isn't any rain soon, the crops will be stunted, and our young farmer is starting to think, "We need a good 1 or 2 inches. Boy, I'm not feeling quite as good about farming." And then in a couple of days' time, 1 or 2 inches come pouring down, and that's what the crops need. But there's too much rain, and one field is flooded, the other one is ruined, and the crop as a whole will make it, but it won't be as good. So he goes to his father thinking, "Look, Dad, I don't think I want to take over this farm anymore. I'm the way I'm feeling. I feel like quitting, going into town. I want to get a job." But his father, who's very wise, takes him into the lounge room and they sit down, and facing each other, father to son, "Look," he said, "I can't make this decision for you, son, but I can give you the benefit of my years of experience. In all my years of farming, I've found it to be a very rewarding experience, but I've encountered the ups and downs that go along. Some years you have a mediocre crop like this year's, and other years it's plain bad and you end up taking a loss. And there are others that are very good. They make up for the bad years. But if you stick with it and you're faithful to it, you'll build up a really good business in the end, and the rewards are many. You've got to be able to take the suffering along with the good times." Very simple story, but how true is it? And I guess most of us have felt at times like giving up, the problems that come. "I just give up. I can't do this anymore." And you remember the story in the Bible of Elijah, the great mountaintop experience that Elijah had a tough time. "Lord," he said, I'm ready to die. I've had it." And then there was Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, where he was ready to give up. "Lord, I just want to quit the ministry." But don't allow, just as it was for those men, don't allow life to knock you down. God will help, and he can turn your life around. Heavenly Father, give us the courage not to give up, to trust you today and every day. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.